You went to college, right, Yael?
Yes. Why do you ask, Don?
Well, did you ever have to pull an all-nighter when you were studying for a big exam and felt you just couldn't afford to fall asleep?
Oh, goodness, yes. I tried everything to stay awake, from coffee to energy drinks to loud music. It didn't usually pay off, though. I was always too groggy the next day to think clearly.
Me too. Too bad we couldn't borrow the amazing sleep deprivation powers of the male pectoral sandpiper.
What do you mean?
Well, when it comes to make-it-or-break-it moments, the male sandpiper is a whiz at wakefulness. Scientists studied the behavior of sandpipers during their 3-week mating season in the Arctic. Even though the males had to perform high-energy activities like chasing potential mates and repelling rivals, they hardly ever slept. The most wakeful fellow was active for 95% of the time. That means he averaged only 72 minutes of sleep per day.
That's hardly a nap.
I know. The really amazing part, though, is that sleep deprivation didn't have the same negative effects on these birds as it did for us during those pre-exam all-nighters. In fact, DNA testing proved that the males who slept the least performed the best in nature's most important test.
You mean they fathered the most young?
Exactly. Plus, these sandpipers challenged our whole understanding of sleep as a necessary restorative process that occurs each day. These birds show that under some circumstances, sleep might be better understood simply as a mechanism for conserving energy when wakefulness isn't necessary. During times like the mating season, when being awake is important, the impulse to sleep simply retreats.
This moment of science comes from Indiana University.
We're on the web at amomentofscience.org. I'm Don Glass.
And I'm Yael Cassander.